Hey, good afternoon. I'm Desiree Moses coming to you live from David Wax Museum's Studio Barn. We're in downtown Charlottesville. We are so thrilled to be joined by the Wood Brothers. Give them a big hand. I think the last time we caught up with you guys was in Richmond in 2020. A lot's happened since then, a couple new records. We're gonna talk all about the new album, Heart is the Hero. Let's get into a song first.
All right, let's do it. We're gonna play a song from the new record called Between the Beats. There's a quiet between the beats of the heart. Another one comes. It's a moment like a dawn just before another rising sun. There's a baby crying 'cause he's home. Mother weeps with joy while another one moans. I don't worry about you. I just worry my guitar, and I find you in quiet between the beat of my heart. Between. And a road that leads to a moment and another to a dream. I don't worry about you. I just worry my guitar. Did I find you in quiet between the beats of
Between the Beats, the Wood Brothers live from David Wax Museum Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. They're playing the Ting Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Shovels and Rope at 7 o'clock. Then they'll play in Williamsburg tomorrow night, also with Shovels and Rope at Williamsburg Live. The track we just heard is off the new album, Heart is the Hero. And guys, the last time we saw you, you were touring behind the record Kingdom in My Mind back in 2020. So with that last release, we talked about how the recording process was a lot of improvisational time in the studio, and then you took those improvs and kind of chopped them up and made songs from there. Now, this new record, you went analog, which is a technique you've used in the past, but you used it a little bit differently on this new record. Can you talk about the decision to sort of switch it up from the last album to this one?
I think we went analog in the past, but we never went all the way analog, meaning like we literally didn't turn on a computer. We never looked at a computer screen. So if you think about your day-to-day lives and how ubiquitous the screens are on our faces, we completely take it for granted, and it's completely changed our experience of reality. So we knew that going into this, but when we actually did it, it was way more profound than we even realized. And the way that we recorded the music, and then, you know, most of the time you go into to listen back to what you just did, and like you find yourself staring at these waveforms on a screen and waiting to hear the thing you're seeing on the screen, instead of, if you get rid of all that, it just vibrations, it's back to the purity of just your ears, your body, and the vibrations. And that changes the process. It changes how you think you're gonna approach decisions. You know, you have a lot of limitations. The computer can't just fix everything like we're used to. So you have to learn to, yeah, surrender to the beauty of it and the mistakes and the humanity.
Yeah, it makes you much more present. That's what we found. And it made us have a lot more fun because we were present the whole time and sort of on edge, like, ooh, it's just like a show. You gotta be, you can't phone it in, you can't fall back on anything. And that feels good and exciting, you know.
Did it make you more analytical going in, though, knowing that, hey, we're doing this live and there's just this one take to sort of get it? Were there maybe lyrics that you were playing around with and you thought when you were going to go record, oh, we'll try it both ways and see how it sounds? So did you go into it thinking, oh, I need to have this really dialed, or were you more free on the tape?
So there's a little more. We rehearsed more, and we talked about the music before we, I don't know, it's a lot less, oh, just do a lot of stuff and then listen back and fall into a funk because we're all just listening to
12 takes. Yeah, you can't procrastinate your decisions.
Yeah, it's more like we talked about the music, we played the music more. You know, like if something has to be redone, you just keep playing it until you like it.
Yeah, instead of fixing, you just re-perform.
Yeah, you know. So it's kind of what we like to do.
Yeah, so we're talking about music in this digital era, and you didn't use a screen. I think oftentimes now artists make singles, and some artists don't really concentrate on making a full record. But something that I think you all have always done has had sort of a concept or an overarching premise to an album. Like you're even talking about being very intentional about being present in this recording. And I found that idea of being present in the moment across the whole album in sort of what you were singing about and how the music sounded. So sort of what's your take on that? Are you dedicated to making full albums as opposed to singles or thinking of songs in an individual fashion?
So far, but I will say, I feel like what happens, and these guys may or may not agree, but I feel like we write a bunch of songs, we do it quite collectively. I don't think we're thinking, oh, the theme of this album is such and such. However, subconsciously in the back of our minds, all of these things we have in common and are going on, whether it's the creative process itself or the way we're approaching life. And then it turns out, if you look at all the songs together, you're like, oh, there's a thread here. And it's something that just sort of happens. And I don't think you have to be intentional necessarily about the theme of an album. It kind of happens on its own.
So since you did this recording process, no screens, has that concept bled over into other aspects of your life now? Do you find yourself on screens less? Are you on your phone or TVs less? Or was it back to business as usual once you left the studio?
It's hard to survive in this society without, being attached to a screen. And it's just weird how we get all of our information from this visual through the screen, you know. Even the weather, it could be, you know, all you gotta do is step outside, you know what the weather is, but we sit inside and we're like, oh, it's the humidity just went up, you know.
I'll sit inside for like 10 minutes trying to get it to load.
Instead of going outside.
So it is weird.
Is there.
I mean, But I think it's like, you know, like anything, like any meditation or spiritual practice or anything, and of, you know, where the goal is to be intentional and aware, you know. Yeah, you're going to fall off your horse constantly. We're going to forget these little lessons that we think we know every day, all day long, but we keep reminding ourselves. And so we kind of have this recurring theme on this record, like, remember to remember, remember to remember. It's like, because it's not that hard, but we just forget all the time. So just keep remembering, and then maybe we can, like, sit in that space a little bit longer next time.
We're speaking with the Wood Brothers live on WNRN. They're playing at the Ting Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Shovels and Rope at 7 o'clock. Then they'll play in Williamsburg at Williamsburg Live tomorrow night. The new album is Heart is the Hero. Guys, we'd love it if you play another one for us.
Let's do it. What are we gonna do? Pockets. Line those pockets.
Line those pockets. The Wood Brothers live from David Wax Museum Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. They're playing at the Tink Pavilion in Charlottesville tonight with Shovels and Rope at 7 o'clock. Then they'll play Williamsburg Live tomorrow night, also with Shovels and Rope. That track was from the new album Kingdom in My Mind. But guys, I want to take a step back for a second. Oliver, in between when we last saw you and this record, you released your debut solo album, which we also love spinning on WNRN, called Always Smiling. Can you talk a little bit about how that record came together?
That was really just a fluke of the pandemic. I think like a lot of people, we got isolated and I found myself with time I never had before just to tinker. So, and luckily had access to a studio. So it was really just an exercise while waiting for the Wood Brothers to resume. And so kind of kept my juices flowing.
Yeah, so there were some interesting collaborators on this record. You know, you reunited with some old friends. You had, you know, John Medeski on there. You had Chris Long from your King Johnson days. So can you talk about, you know, linking back up with some of these old friends for bringing them back for this record?
Well, I mean, one of the things that we don't get a chance to do much because we're just a married, wonderful family that we're always working together. So it's fun to collaborate with other people. Like when we're on tour, we like to collaborate with the other band. Like we play a song with Shovels and Rope every night. And so just collaborating with people is fun. And when you can't collaborate with the people you normally do, or when you just want a fresh perspective, you can collaborate with other people, and it's fun. And I always think of it as just a learning process. I learned so much doing that. And then it was so awesome to come back and make a record with the Wood Brothers with just a little more experience under my belt. And you know, my comfortable place is with these two guys right here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Was there anything that you took away from recording that solo album that you then brought into the sessions for this record? Sort of anything
mostly that, just that it's lonely without these guys. It's more fun and feels better to collaborate and have a team that is invested in the music, and that's, you know, that's what it's all about.
I think Heart as the Hero is our, the Wood Brothers, pandemic record, because
really,
we had, you know, there was a lot of bands who I was very jealous of during like 2020 and 2021 that were able, had the life circumstances where they were able to be together all the time and have a really creative time together.
Yeah.
And just for all kinds of crazy life reasons, personal life reasons, we didn't get that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like all these ideas for this record, I feel like, slowly percolated over those years.
Yeah.
And congealed finally last year. So we're a little late, you know, but this is our pandemic record.
Yeah.
Well, a song that we've been loving on WNRN is Pilgrim. And, you know, speaking of this idea of being present in the moment, and I've read you talk about Pilgrim as, you know, someone who is on a journey and sort of stopping to smell the roses. What can you tell us about this track?
Well, it was kind of musically based on this amazing groove that these guys came up with. Actually, a long time ago, we were listening to the Pointer Sisters, and we found this awesome inspiration, and Chris came up with this great bass line. And then, just lyrically, heard something about what is a pilgrim versus a tourist. And there's something about, you know, we're always traveling and we go to all these towns, but we're not tourists. We're kind of on a mission, you know what I mean? And I think that can be a daily feeling too when you're out and about, like literally smelling the roses. Is a thing. It's about what Chris has mentioned, what we've been talking about being present. That's kind of what this is about. And our lifestyle is such that we're speeding along the highway or in the airplanes all the time, and it really feels like we need to catch up to ourselves to actually be present again.
And musically, it's, you know, like people assume that lyrics and music are married together.
Right.
But it's not so clear cut, even when you're writing the music. So this groove for this tune was actually, we recorded years ago a song called Happiness Jones, where we actually recorded it with this groove.
True.
And they were like, that went well, but let's try a different kind of groove. And that happened to be the one that ended up on the record. And so we still had this music sitting around, and you know, and then the lyrics surfaced, and the next thing you know, those two things got married unexpectedly, and like, oh, that's even better. So
reuse and recycle.
Yeah, I mean, we try to never be afraid to discard something. Like, well, sure, this piece of music inspired some lyrics, but it doesn't mean you have to keep it. Like, mm-hmm. let's find a better home for it. You never know. So try to keep an open mind about that.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad the journey brought you here with us today. We're speaking with the Wood Brothers live from David Wax Museum Studio Barn. We're in downtown Charlottesville. They'll play the Tink Pavilion tonight with Shuffles and Rope at 7 o'clock. Then they'll be at Williamsburg Live tomorrow night. We'd love if you take us out on Pilgrim.
We're going to do it. And let us just thank WNRN for spinning our music and supporting us. And the David Wax Museum Studio, which is gorgeous.
Woo-hoo.
And
The Wood Brothers live on WNRN from David Wax Museum's Studio Barn in downtown Charlottesville. You can see them at the Ting Pavilion with Shovels and Rope tonight in Charlottesville at 7 o'clock and tomorrow night at Williamsburg Live. Thank you all for being here. Thanks to our generous host, Dave and Suze. Yeah. Thanks to Michaelin and Graham on cameras and sound. The rest of my WNRN colleagues, Mark, Lauren, Liz, Jeff, Bob's here too, I believe. Hi, thank you guys. Thanks to our generous supporters for being here and supporting the station. And thank you for listening.